I head into the pool area and stop just inside the door. The pool is meant more for recreation than for exercise, but Jasmine cuts through the water with the determination of an Olympic swimmer. I lean against the wall, enjoying this quiet moment of just watching. Jasmine and I have interacted countless times over the last 5 years, but they were always barbed comments that felt like a particular kind of inside joke. I was never able to just be in her presence. There was always someone watching, always some enemy skirting too close to the truth. In most cases, the enemy was me, but that changes nothing. I want this new normal. She's going to fight me until the day we die, but tonight will shift things into my favor. Jasmine fights because that's all she knows how to do, dig in her heels and make moving her more trouble than it's worth. I need to demonstrate the benefits of bending to my will. I relish the fight, yes, but she has to bend. She finally registers that she's no longer alone and stops, treading water. Jafar? Jasmine. I relish the wariness in her eyes. She's always looked at me like that, as if she sees beneath the carefully cultivated exterior to the man beneath. As if she knows exactly how dangerous I am. But she's not going to let that stop her from going a round or two with me. That look is what drew me to her in the first place. Beautiful women exist all over the world, but one who truly sees me? Priceless. I slip my hands into my pockets. It would be a shame if we're late. She shivers, obviously registering the threat beneath the mild words. Do you honestly expect me to walk around naked when I'm not wearing one of those dresses? I happen to prefer you naked. Her dark eyes flash. Is that so? I'm sure your men prefer the same. She swims to the shallow end, never breaking eye contact, and walks up the steps toward me. She looks like a siren sent solely to torment me. As she rises out of the water, it cascades down her light brown skin, tracing a path I fully intend to follow with my mouth. In time. Her brown nipples are peaked, and goosebumps rise over her skin as the water reaches her hips, her thighs, and finally, she's standing before me, defiant to the very end. My men know better. Despite my best efforts, my voice deepens, giving away my reaction. Jasmine wrings out her hair and flips it over her shoulder. Maybe at first, but normalcy breeds complacency. Eventually, they'll start looking. They won't be able to help themselves. She reaches up and tugs on my tie, straightening it. Eventually, they'll be tempted to touch. She's baiting me. Even knowing that, possessive feelings rise to the fore. It'll be their life in payment for that touch. So dramatic. She tisks and moves away, giving me a view of her generous ass. An ass that could send a man to his knees in order to worship it properly. I shake my head, pushing away my desire. Attempting to. Jasmine scoops up a white towel and starts drying her hair. There's an easy solution, Jafar. Give me clothes. Then you don't have to worry about your men staring at me every time I bend over. She gives me an innocent look, all large eyes and pouting lips. I bend over a lot. It's distracting them. Show me. She blinks. Excuse me?